let's say it's a four-hour program. And so about two and a half hours into the program, it would be about time for Anthony's solo, or it would be time for David Phelps' solo, and then the vocal band would come on. Well, as is the case from time to time, artists do this every night. And so David and Guy, I think, were on the bus. Guy said, that's not, I wasn't, you can argue with me later, but I think they were on the bus. Not paying attention, okay? And so the program went on, and my dad told me later that he'd gone out and said, hey, you guys, you better get ready. And they got caught up doing something else. So it came time for David's solo. Now, it's his big anthem that he wrote in of the beginning. And it starts out with the house lights going down real low, and then this big rumble, synthesizing rumble that comes through the big PA set. Sound a little bit like WWF. You were ready for Hulk Hogan to be walking through the smoke. You know, where is he? I'm going to get it. Well, it came up. The intro came up, and the tech guy said, where's David? I said, I don't know. So I sat down. He said, David's not here. What do you want us to do? I said, let it rumble. True story. It kept rumbling and rumbling, and finally it came to the part where he was saying, I was sitting on a plane the other day, and it's a story song, and it's quite involved. Da, 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 da. The lyrics go on and on and on. No David. I kid you not, pretty soon I started hearing a little tinkling over on the other side of the stage. And here was Anthony. Pretty soon the light came up on him, a little pin light, a little bit broader. And then it got into the place where David would throw his arms and do all the stuff. And Anthony was throwing his arms and playing that thing. True story, right? Got to the end of it and did a brrr, and the crowd arose to their feet and yelled and cheered. Standing ovations. It was so good that our marketing department, by the next week, had out a CD that says, Anthony Berger plays David Phelps hits. I could repeat that story time and time again, the time that Janet's tape broke, and it was a very sophisticated orchestral arrangement. Remember that night in Seattle? And he went on and played it like a champ. We're going to share two clips this afternoon. We're going to share the one now, one of his last ones that he did, I suppose, in Toronto. And it's the old Luther Presley song, I'm Getting Ready to Leave This World. And man, he starts going, and let's let his playing speak for itself. And before we do this, Steinway Company provided this piano today, which is vacant without Anthony on it. But that's the Steinway Company did this in honor and salute to Anthony. So here he is doing what he does best.